Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live drum and bass lesson, and we're doing something that sounds way more complex than it actually is once you get the workflow. We're taking one clap hit, turning it into a nasty, high-energy FX clap, resampling it, and then warping that audio into snare rushes and panic fills that slam you into the drop. The vibe we're chasing is that classic D10B momentum, fast, glued, slightly dirty, and controlled. Not random clap loop, not white noise riser. This is a percussive rush that still feels like it belongs with your snare. Let's start with the source. Step A. Choose or design the clap. Pick a clap with two things: a sharp transient, even if it's small, and some kind of grainy tail. If it's completely dead and sterile, it won't bloom into a good rush texture. A nice starting combo is a short 909-ish clap layered with something slightly roomy, or a modern tight clap that already has a bit of noisy top. Drop the clap onto an audio track. First move. Trim the front so there's no silence before the transient. This matters more than people think, because when you loop tiny bits later, that silence turns into timing slop and clicks. Optional, but useful. Add a gate just to clean up trash around the hit. Set the threshold so only the clap passes. Then set the release somewhere like 50 to 150 milliseconds. You're not trying to kill the tail completely, you're just keeping it tidy. Then EQ 8. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz. Fairly steep, because we don't need low junk in a clap-based rush. If the clap is aggressive in the ozone, dip around 3 to 6k a couple dB with a medium Q. And if it's too dull, you can add a gentle shelf around 8 to 10k, 1 to 3 dB. The goal here is simple. Clean enough to process, but not so polished that it loses character. Now we make the FX version. Step B. Build an FX chain and resample it. On the clap track, we're going to stack a few stock devices in a specific order, because we want harmonics, then punch shaping, then space, then movement. First, saturator. Drive somewhere around plus 4 to plus 10 dB, and turn soft clip on. Push until you hear attitude, then back off the output so you're not clipping the channel. And here's a coach note. If your clap sample is loud, you'll get fizzy, flattened distortion. Don't be afraid to pull the clip gain down 6 to 12 dB before it hits the devices. Then drive the saturator on purpose. Cleaner input, better distortion. Next, drum bus. Drive in the 5 to 20 range depending on how rude you want it. Crunch from 0 to 30 for grit. Keep boom off, or extremely low, because this isn't where sub-energy should come from. And if the transient needs to bite, add transients, maybe plus 5 to plus 20. Now the big one. Hybrid reverb. This is where the clap becomes a texture. Algorithmic tends to be cleaner, convolution can sound more real, either works. Set the decay somewhere like 1.2 to 3.5 seconds. Longer decay means more wash to resample. Add a pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the transient stays separate and doesn't get swallowed. Size around 40 to 70% is a good range. High pass the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz, and low pass it around 8 to 12k so it stays dark and expensive, not fizzy and cheap, and set dry slash wet somewhere around 25 to 60%. You want a strong tail. We're printing this. After that, auto filter for motion. Use low pass or band pass. Set the frequency somewhere in the 700 Hz to 6k zone depending on how bright you want it. Keep resonance sensible, around 0.7 to 1.4. Then turn on a subtle LFO. Rate at 1/8 or 1/16 is great. Keep the amount small. The goal is animation, not a dubstep wobble. Now resample. Make a new audio track called Clap Rush Resample. Set audio from to your clap track, post effects. Arm it, and record a few hits, or record a one-bar loop with a few claps. Then consolidate a clean chunk so you have one tidy audio file. At this point you've basically built a custom percussion synthesizer, but it's audio, and audio is where the magic happens, because warping and looping will turn it into a rush. Step C. Turn the resampled clap into a snare rush. Double-click your resampled clip, turn warp on, and choose a warp mode. For D&B rushes, beats and texture are usually the winners. Complex Pro often sounds too polite for this job. Start with beats. Set preserve to 1/60 or 1/32. Then adjust the transients control. If you lower it, you'll get that glued machine gun feel. If you raise it, it gets more clicky and separated. For many rushes, staying fairly low, like 0 to 30, gives you that one object accelerating feeling. Now find the part of the sound you want to loop. This is a huge moment. You're basically choosing a micro instrument. Don't just grab the very start every time. Audition different loop start points, including slightly after the initial transient. Often the best spray comes from the early tail, where it's already noisy and less click-prone. Set a loop length of an eighth note or a sixteenth note, then duplicate it across the bar. Now let's make the acceleration, the classic rush. Approach 1 is super reliable. Three clips back to back. In arrangement view, make three versions of the same clip region. First half of the bar loops at 1/8. Next quarter loops at 1/16. Last quarter loops at 1/32. Enable fades and use tiny crossfades so you don't get clicks at clip boundaries. The listener will perceive it as getting faster, even though you're just changing loop size. Approach 2 is more FX-like. Time compression. Consolidate a 1 or 2 bar rush. Then use warp markers. Keep the start fixed, and pull the end earlier so the audio compresses into less time. With beats it gets choppy, with texture it gets whooshy and smeared. This is great for those metallic, swirling ramps into a drop. Now, right now it probably still feels like clap roll. We need it to read a snare rush energy. Add transient shaping using stock devices. Drum bus is your friend. Transients +10 to +30 can push it towards snare-like snap. But don't overdo it or it gets spitty. Then EQ8. If you need body, a small boost around 180 to 240 Hz can help, but watch mud. If it's papery, a controlled presence bump around 2 to 4K can give identity. And if the top is too hissy, don't boost highs. Do the opposite. Low pass the rush around 9 to 11K and it will suddenly sit like hardware-era textures. Darker is often bigger in drum and bass. Optional spice. Corpus for a snare wire metallic vibe. Tube or beam modes are great. Keep it subtle, like 5 to 20% wet. Better yet, do it in parallel. Set up a return track with corpus, then an EQ band pass from about 800 Hz to 6K, then saturator. Send the rush lightly. That way you can mute the metal layer instantly if it starts taking over. Now we glue it to the groove. Step D. Make it land like a pro. The rush only works if the main snare still punches. So sidechain the rush to the main snare. Put a compressor on the rush track. Turn on sidechain. Pick your snare track. Ratio anywhere from 4:1 to 10:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds so it ducks quickly. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds so it breathes musically. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. The feel you want is the rush bowing out of the way right when the snare speaks. Next, tail control. You don't want the rush smearing the drop. Add a gate after your distortion and reverb processing, or just on the rush track itself. Set threshold until it cuts the tail when you want. Release 50 to 200 milliseconds depending on tempo and how clean you want it. At 174 BPM, even small gate changes feel dramatic, so adjust in context with the drums. Stereo discipline. Utility. Set width around 70 to 100%. You can go wide for excitement, but D&B drums often hit hardest when the core is centered. And if there's any low junk, turn on bass mono. Here's a higher level mix tip. Tube band discipline. Think of the rush as two jobs. Mid band, roughly 200 Hz to 4K, is punch and snare identity. Top band, around 6K to 12K, is just air and texture. Keep the mid more mono and controlled. Let the top have a bit of width, but high pass the sides higher if needed. You can do that with EQ8 in mid/side mode. High pass the sides at 500 to 1000 Hz. Keep the mid fuller. The rush feels big without smearing the center. Now arrangement, because placement is everything. Step E, use rushes like signals. A classic, last half bar before the drop. Eighths into sixteenths into 30 seconds, then a hard stop on beat 1. That hard stop is important. Negative space is part of the impact. End of a 16-bar phrase. Rush plus a reverse cymbal plus maybe a tiny sub dip. Jungle style turnaround. Layer your rush very quietly with an amen snip. Just enough to add authenticity and movement without turning it into a full break edit. And don't feel like rushes only belong right before the drop. In rollers, you can tuck a darker, quieter rush in the background every 8 bars to lift energy without screaming here comes the drop. Now let's hit a few advanced variations you can reach for when you want extra character. If you want jungle leaning human pressure, try a ghost grid rush. Keep the pattern straight, but add swing. Use a groove pool template, or manually nudge every other hit late by about 5 to 12 milliseconds. Suddenly it drags like a drummer pushing into the fill. If you want neuro, techie complexity without extra editing, do a polyrhythmic illusion. Keep your loop locked at 1/16, but modulate auto-filter frequency with an LFO rate like 3/16 or 5/16. The timing stays tight, but the tonal motion cycles in an odd way and your brain hears complexity. Try a pre-drop suction rush, Reverse only the clap tail, not the transient, and feed that into a short-gated reverb. It feels like it's pulling into the snare instead of pushing toward it. For ravey escalation, do pitch step tension. Duplicate the rush into three slices. First slice at zero semitones, second slice plus 2 to plus 5, third slice plus 7 to plus 12. Keep it subtle enough to feel like tension, not melody. And one of the cleanest pro tricks, the transient mask. Put a tiny muted region right before the drop snare, like 5 to 20 milliseconds, so the rush inhales. That micro gap makes the snare feel louder without touching the snare fader. Two more coach notes before we wrap. First, resample in stages if you want control. Print a tone pass first, distortion and EQ, minimal reverb. Then print a space pass, reverb heavy, moving and filtered. Later you can blend definition and wash instead of being stuck with one baked file. Second, use the snare as the ruler. Line up the rush so the perceived peak density happens just before the snare, not on top of it. Even with sidechain, the ear reads timing by the brightest cluster of transients. If your rush peaks on the snare, it will always feel like it's stealing. Mini practice assignment. Open a 174 BPM rolling DNB project. Build a 2-bar fill before a drop. In bar 1, keep it subtle, mostly 16th note energy. In bar 2, accelerate 8ths to 16ths to 30 seconds into the drop. Then resample two versions of the rush. Version A, warp mode beats. Version B, warp mode texture, with grain size around 10 to 25 milliseconds. A slash B them in context with your drums and bass, not in solo. Commit to one and print it, freeze and flatten or resample, so you keep CPU low and your decisions final. And here's the constraint that will level up your mixing fast. You are not allowed to change the main snare level. Make the rush feel more intense using only clip gain, EQ, gating, width, and automation. Filter opening, stereo narrowing into the drop, and a tiny gain lift in the last two beats can create velocity of energy without just turning it up. Quick recap. You take a clap, clean it, and build a character chain. Saturation, drum bus, hybrid reverb, and subtle motion. You resample it so it becomes flexible audio. This audio version is shortened for playback.